on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The White House has announced President Biden will eulogize former President Jimmy Carter at a state funeral at the National Cathedral in Washington a week from Thursday. CBS's Skylar Henry is in Plains, Georgia.
We've seen many people flock here to the Carter Center with flowers, even a jar of peanuts, all marking their remembrance of the man that they say meant so much to not only the city of Atlanta, but to the state of Georgia, as well as around the world. One person that we heard from said that the former president was one of her favorite people, really saying that he and his wife, Rosalynn Carter, were beacons for so many around the world as it relates to health and democracy.
Her lawyer says writer E. Jean Carroll is gratified by today's decision from a federal appeals court in New York, upholding the $5 million verdict in her sexual abuse case against President-elect Trump. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
Donald Trump's not going to go to jail because of this case, but E. Jean Carroll does get this $5 million judgment against him, as well as the pending defamation case in which Donald Trump had contested that this ever happened. That's still on appeal, and that has over $80 million in judgment against Donald Trump.
Today's verdict involved Ms. Carroll's claims Mr. Trump abused her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s. South Korea's acting president has ordered an emergency inspection of the country's entire airline operation a day after a Jeju flight belly landed and skidded off the runway, killing 179 people as it burst into flames. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
The damaged black box has been sent up to Gimpo International Airport in the Seoul area, and it's going to be examined. It's damaged to the extent that there are concerns that we might not know exactly what was going on in the cockpit.
Investigators looking into possible bird strikes or whether any of the plane's control systems were disabled. As we reach a new COVID milestone, health experts are pushing for information about the origins of the outbreak. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
5 years after the beginning of the pandemic, the World Health Organization is urging China to share data to help understand how it started. It's not the first appeal, but the organization says it's a moral and scientific imperative. Without the cooperation, it says the world can't adequately prepare for future pandemics.
In Argentina, five people have been charged in connection with the death of One Direction's Liam Payne at a hotel in Buenos Aires in October. Among them, the hotel manager, receptionist, and a waiter, along with Payne's friend, who's charged with manslaughter. The Dow is down 307. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the Quick News Update. The $440 million redevelopment of the former South Hills Country Club site in Racine County is about to begin. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports Ashley Capital has finalized their purchase of the property. The plan is to build a 223-acre business park with 10 industrial buildings. A case of bird flu has been identified in a backyard poultry flock in Kenosha County. State officials say the health risk is low, but they have set up a containment zone to restrict poultry movement. And Kenosha County Public Health is launching a program offering a radon test kit in exchange for a non-perishable food item. The initiative aims to provide an affordable way for people to test their homes for radon. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers lose to the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Vikings jumped out to an early lead again against Green Bay and held on to win this time 27-25 over the Packers. Former Packer Aaron Jones says from Justin Jefferson to tight end TJ Hockenson, the Vikings have depth.
We have weapons, and I think that's what was scary. We got so many playmakers, so guys understand that, and they make the most of their opportunities.
The Packers plagued with penalties, illegal formation, offsides on a field goal, even 12 men on the field. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that was on us as coaches. Called the personnel, somebody heard it different, and that's how we got 12 in the huddle. That's the first time that's happened in a really long time. You know, those are drive-stopping penalties.
And the NFL has announced that the Packers' final regular season game is Sunday at noon when they host the Bears. NBA, the Bucks lost to the Bulls over the weekend. Tomorrow, they play the Pacers in Indiana for an early New Year's Eve game. Tip-off time is 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN. the last time we'll see the sunshine this year. With partly sunny skies today, will become mostly cloudy by tonight, with more areas of dense fog. High temperatures today stay mild, tapping the low 40s, and tonight slide below freezing. Then, we've got a light wintry mix on the way tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye, with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree, and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news, timeless hits, and a great New Year's Eve party planned for you on WRJN. I'll explain in a minute.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promise lands
to show you.
Who's your daddy?
Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is. Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Radio Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Where you are.
no matter how far. Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. This being December 30th, that would mean that tomorrow is New Year's Eve. And that means a very special edition of the Timeless Hits here on WRJN. If you're planning a party, this is where you're going to want to be. Lou Rogani is going to host from 7 p.m. until 1 a.m., all the way into next year. He's going to be playing some great songs, and I know that because he showed me part of the list that he intends to play, and there's some great songs on there. So be sure you catch it New Year's Eve, starting at 7 o'clock, going until next year. Here on WRJN.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
It's game time. Hardy & Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy & Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy & Jensen, that's where you go.
Still searching for the perfect holiday present? Give the gift of mobility with Easy Mobility Solutions. A Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair can help your loved ones move with confidence and ease, making every outing a breeze. Or bless them with a Power Lift Recliner complete with heat and massage for year-round comfort and independence at home. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions is here to make your holidays brighter and more mobile. Visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
So this new dose is... Nope, that's not it.
The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
Took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down a pity for the fine. Selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign.
Timeless hits and songs with flutes. WRJN.
Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Come on without, come on within. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Let me do what I wanna do. I can't decide. Someone on everyone's toes. But when Quinn the Eskimo
chemo gets here, everybody's gonna wanna dose.
On WRJN, giving out the surf conditions on all the major surfing spots in California. Let's find out other worthwhile news from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Habitat for Humanity groups in Racine and Kenosha can give a lot of thanks to former President Jimmy Carter. The former president came to Milwaukee in 1989 and put a spotlight on that organization. While in the state, Carter and his wife, along with thousands of volunteers, helped build six new homes and rehab eight others. The effort brought together thousands of volunteers and showcased the former president's commitment to affordable housing and community service. Work is set to start soon on the transformation of the former South Hills Country Club in Racine County. It's being turned into a $440 million industrial park. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports Ashley Capital has finalized the deal to buy the property. The South Hills Commerce Center will include 10 industrial buildings across 223 acres. In a dual effort to combat radon exposure and food insecurity, Kenosha County Public Health is launching a new program. The county is offering a $5 radon test kit in exchange for the donation of a non-perishable food item. A statement says the discounted kits provide an affordable way for people to test their homes for the odorless radioactive gas. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
It's the last time we'll see the sunshine this year. With partly sunny skies today, will become mostly cloudy by tonight with more areas of dense fog. High temperatures today stay mild, tapping the low 40s, and tonight slide below freezing. Then, we've got a light wintry mix on the way tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. I want to make clear this is not necessarily a weather forecast. Sunshine, Superman. WRJN.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. Take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it, we're doing it in style, cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now.
You're going.
Jack Flash has got gas, gas, gas. I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum with the Mamas and Papas, WRJN.
Yeah. patient, don't be slow. No, 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 no. Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No, 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 no. And I don't know. Conversation. Oh, no, no, no.
TV show season one, episode one, Last Train to Clarksville. I'm Dan Marcus, looking out my back door. Just got home from Illinois, or as I like to say, Illinois. Oh, I'm gonna be in trouble for that one.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'll. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur patroller listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by magicians.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say. see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Says we've sinned. Well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded by the light. Just call me Angel.
Hits WRJN. Good news and good news. The good news is that I'm Dan Marcus. I'm done. The good news is Kurt Volman picks up where I left off. Great songs on the way. WRJN.
You become a part of me everywhere I go. You CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Tributes are pouring in for former President Jimmy Carter, who died yesterday at the age of 100. We begin with CBS's Erica Brown and how other former presidents are remembering him.
Former President Bill Clinton praised Carter for his tireless work to make the world a better place. Former President George W. Bush said that Carter